Well, I guess that was the whole theme song. Welcome to the R&B Group Harmony Review. My name is Sal Mondrone, along with George Tompkins. This is the July 9th, 1994 version of the R&B Group Harmony Review. Today, a special guest, or one you've all been waiting for, Dom D'Elia. How you doing, Dom?
Wonderful.
Make yourself comfortable. Get that microphone so he can talk. And it's about 155 degrees out. And we're nice and cool up in the studio. We're going to bring you some cool sounds. Dom, why don't we get right into it? Dom brought a lot of material, so we're going to try to get through all of this material in 3 hours. Dom?
Okay, the first thing we're going to play is my favorite Blenders record on the Decca label from 1952, I'd Be a Fool Again.
Ooh. Hey, they'll laugh at me. Wrong as I may be, gladly I forget without the least regret. If I only knew you'd have me, I'd be a fool again. If my friends could see what's inside of me, they turn away each time they hear me say, if I only knew you'd have me, I'd be a fool again.
Let them call me a fool.
They see through different eyes. For when it comes to love,
who of us can say we're wise?
Though my heart is lost, who cares what the cause? I found paradise, and it was worth the price. If you'd say, let's start all over, I'd be a fool again.
Well, let them call me a fool. They see the different eyes. For when it comes to can say we're wise.
So wise.
Though my heart is lost, who cares what the cause? I found paradise, and it was worth the price. If you'd say, let's start all over,
I'd be a fool again.
Man can be.
Oh yeah.
All night. Lou.
For my baby, she's gone.
Okay, three great sounds in a row from the collection of Dom D'Elia, and Dom is going to tell you right now the three records you heard.
Okay, we started with the Blenders on Decca, I'd Be a Fool Again from 1952. Then we followed that with an unreleased Spiders record on the Imperial label entitled Mellow Mama. That was from a CD that was released a few years ago on the Bear Family label. That featured the lead of Chuck Carbo. And the third thing we played was another unreleased thing by the Dukes, originally recorded for Imperial, that was unreleased from 1955, called My Love is Beautiful.
Okay, three great sounds. And by the way, I haven't heard that Blenders record in about 100 years. George, how are you doing today, this afternoon, George?
I'm just wonderful, dear. How are you?
I just wanted to see what your microphone sounded like.
That sounds wonderful, doesn't it?
What do we got coming up next, Don?
Okay, years ago when we used to be at Times, I remember we used to, although this was never an official designation for this particular style, but we all lovingly called a lot of the records from the Great Lakes area as the Great Lakes sound because of that very similar progression that a lot of those records had. Like, Sal, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Five Chances and the Imperials.
Give us a little of that.
Boom. Boom,
right.
Boom.
Like,
that's what he
bunch,
means.
There was a whole bunch of records with that construction, and it seemed like an inordinate amount of them came from the Michigan, you know, Chicago, Detroit, Gary, Indiana area.
Yeah, Hirsch would know that because that's his favorite sound.
Okay, so we're going to start off with, I guess, with the, by the king, by a group which would be considered by one of the founders or the kings of the Great Lakes Sound, a group that we all know very well, the Eldorados. This is going to be a 5-record set in a row, and I'm sure you'll get the idea of what I'm talking about after you hear these 5 songs.
Oh,
said that you would always be mine. Now you say you're gonna put me down. Please, please, baby, don't hurt me, no. Stop and think how I love you so. Please don't leave me. No, 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 no.
Sweet kiss. love.
Johnny Taylor and the Five Echoes, I Really Do. Dom, we played five in a row, and that definitely is the quintessential Great Lakes sound that we used to discuss all the time at Times Records.
Okay, basically the first four in that set, starting with One More Chance by the Eldorados on VJ number 127 from 1954. We followed that with Please Don't Leave Me, an unreleased song recorded for Parrot Records, by the Orchids from 1954 also. Actually from a CD called A Taste of Doo-Wop. We followed that by I'm Not Leaving You Alone by just a one-named artist, Vernita, accompanied by the Five Jets on the JVB label, JVB number 200, one of the many Jovan Battle number series that he had for his label. That was from Detroit, Michigan. And, of course, we followed that with what I would consider the quintessential Great Lakes sound, that being Andre Williams with his new group on the Fortune label from early 1956, Just Because of a Kiss. And the last thing we played We just threw that in for good measure. That was the Five Echoes, I Really Do, recorded for VJ from 1955. This one from a CD of VJ material that was released about maybe a year ago.
Nice throw-in. Anyway, I'd like to dedicate that five-record set to our partner, Neil Hirsch, who happens to love the Great Lakes sound, the Chicago sound. And I'd like to say hello to Barbara, Allie, and David, who's listening with Neil right now. Also, hi to Nikki from Levittown, and she wants to say hi to everybody. Jimmy from Brooklyn is listening. And, of course, Bernie of Bayside is enjoying the show from his pool. Don't drown, Bernie.
Right.
Dominic, what are we going to hear now? We've been to the Great Lakes area.
Okay, now this is interesting. Many times on the Time Capsule show, the old Time Capsule show, and on the Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review, they've had, as a featured item of the show, a battle of the groups. What we have here now is, I guess, what would be considered the first Battle of the Leads. Now, this is interesting because originally, in 1955, Robert Bubba Johnson sang a record that was released on the King label, actually King number 4803, and it was backed up by the Admiral's vocal group called Goody Good Love. There was a CD that was... released maybe 3 years ago on the Charlie CD series of King material that featured material by the Lucky Millinder Orchestra. Along with the many items that were featured on that CD was a version of this Goody Good Love by the Admirals backed with the Lucky Millinder Orchestra that featured Otis Williams of the Charms singing the lead. So what we have here are two versions of this particular song where the tracks are identical except for the leads.
In other words, they just overdub Otis Williams' voice.
As the lead, as they obviously overdubbed the lead of Bubba Johnson also for the release version.
Okay, this should be very interesting.
So we're going to hear... first, the released version of the Admiral's Goody Good Love with Bubba Johnson singing lead, and we're going to follow that up immediately with the Otis Williams lead with the same background and instrumentation.
Okay, let's do it.
Good love, I'm gonna hold it tight, cause it's so goody, good love. I'm gonna watch that love both day and night, cause it's so goody, good love. Won't let that love get out of my sight, cause it's so goody, good love. It's hard to find good love in God. People always talking about the troubles they got. They think they're in love and they find that they're not. Some of them wind up losing their mind, cause a goody good love is hard to find.
Oh, good love is fine.
Oh, yeah.
A goody good love stays on your mind. A good love indeed. A goody good love is all you need.
If you got a good love, you better treat it right. If it's good, goody good love, you better love that love with all of your might. If it's good, goody good love, don't let that love get out of your sight. If it's real, goody good love. You better watch it so. I wouldn't try to tell you if I didn't know. Everything that glitters, show ain't gold. But a goody good love is hard to hold.
Oh, good love is fine. A goody good love stays on your mind.
Oh, yeah.
A good love is
deep. A goody good love is all you need.
Oh, good love is fine. A goody good love stays on your mind. A good love indeed. A goody good love is all you need.
Good love, I'm gonna hold it tight, cause it's old. Goody good love, I'm gonna watch that love both day and night, cause it's old. Goody good love, I won't let that love get out of my sight, cause it's old. Goody good love is hard to find. Good love and kind. People always talking about the trouble they got. They think they're in love and they find that they're not. Some of them will wind up losing their minds, cause a goody good love is hard to find.
Oh, good love is fine.
Oh, yeah.
A goody good love stays on your mind. Good love indeed. A goody good love is all you need.
If you got a good love, you better treat it right. If it's good, goody good love, you better love that love with all of your might. If it's good, goody good love, don't let that love get out of your sight. If it's real, goody good love. You better watch it slow. I wouldn't try to tell you if I didn't know. Everything to get is sure ain't gold. Cause a goody good love is a hard to hold.
Oh, good love is fine. A goody good love stays on your mind.
Oh, yeah.
A good love indeed. A goody good love is all you need. Oh, good love is fine. A goody good love stays on your mind. A goody good love is all you need.
If you want my loving, you gotta love me too. Yeah, if you want my hugging, you gotta hug me too. Yeah, and if you ever need
for me.
Here comes Paulie, here comes Paulie, we're parking overtime.
Okay, you're listening to the R&B group Harmony Review right here on WFUV 90.7 FM. Your host this week, Sal Mondrone and George Tompkins, and our very special guest, Dom D'Elia. Dom, what did we just hear?
Okay, following the two versions of Goody Good Love by the Admirals, we had the highlights on the Celeste label from 1955, Celeste number 3015, Celeste label out of Brooklyn, New York. This was called Ain't Giving Up Nothing. It was the highlights along with the Richard Mesner Band. The Richard Mesner Band was renowned on the Borscht Belt and Bar Mitzvah Circuit in Brooklyn in those days. And we're going to follow that up. We follow that up with How Long by the Solitaires, an unreleased Old Town master. This is from an ACD. It featured the second lead of Bobby Baylor. It's one of my favorites, even though it was one of the unreleased ones. And the final record in that set was by Lillian Brooks and the Moroccos on the King label, King number 4956, and it was entitled No Parking. On the Bio DJ copy I have of this record, it describes Lillian Brooks as a blonde-haired, blue-eyed lass.
Very interesting. Anyway, we'd like to say hello to some nice people out there, to Doug Powell and Smokey. He really dug the Chicago stuff. And hello to Annie Kay and both of the McGuires and Ron Fieber and everyone at the R&B group Harmony Review. And if there are any police within the sound of my voice, please get me out of here. I'm locked up with three medmen.
Okay, I would like to also mention that... I would like to say hello to everybody at the Relic Rack Records in Hackensack, New
you
Jersey.
You still call it the Relic Rack, right? George gets very insulted. It's Relic Records now.
The Relic Records Shop.
Well, I understand the reason for that, since Relic Rack is still a corporation name for something totally different than Relic Records, but that's okay. I want to say hello especially to Bruce Grossberg, who's listening today. Bruce and George did a fine presentation here a few weeks ago. I also would like to mention that I came here today along with a good friend of mine, Mike Baghoudjian. Mike, the Snap-Ahead Baghoudjian. One of the most thick, probably the person with the thickest skin on this planet, because you can't insult this man.
This is true.
Now, recently, Mike was in England, and he was benighted by the Queen, and he is now known as Sir Nobbington Q. Boldybean, but he's in America now, and he wants to, you know, he doesn't want to, like, throw his new noble rank around, especially amongst us lowlives.
Okay, temperature just dropped about 34 degrees in here.
Oh, God.
Anyway, moving right along with the show.
46 minutes into the show.
I knew it.
Had to happen.
I knew it had to happen. The show was going too well.
It was.
It was going too smooth, and we're playing a lot of records. And why don't we get back to that now? And, Dom, what's up next?
Maintain yourself.
Okay, now this is from Madison, Tennessee, on the Star Day label, the original Star Day label. It's by a group called the Marksmen, and it's, I would consider this an excellent example of white group harmony of the early 50s from down south.
You said you love me,
yes, yes.
But oh, you lied.
Yes, yes.
You hurt my pride. Find a way to have your love with me. But till then, I'll have to dream that you still belong to me. You hurt me so.
Sound of R&B right here on the R&B Vocal Group Harmony Review. Dom, what are we listening to?
Yes, we started off with the Marksman on Star Day from 1957, You Hurt Me So. We followed that with one of the greatest, on the Calvert label by the Kinglets, You Gotta Go, from Nashville, Tennessee, from 1956. We followed that up with the flip side of the Quadrelles record on Whirlin' Disc. This is from late 56. The group actually is from Philadelphia, and it's called What Can the Matter Be? And the final record in that set was by Billy Robbins and a group on the Dig label, Dig number 127, from California, called Baby Please Come Home.
You're listening to WFUV 90.7 on your dial, listener-supported radio.